Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
Today, the eighth day of the blessed month of Baramhara, may God in goodness and in eternal life rest in peace, and in care that our sin and iniquities are forgiven. Through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 68 AD, Saint Matthias, the apostle, was martyred. He was born in the region of the Galilee, followed the apostles, and was chosen in place in Judas Iscariot during the apostolic assembly in the upper room of Zion. Our teacher, Saint Peter, the apostle, stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which with the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem. So that field is called in their own language, Akeldama, that is field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his habitation be desolate, and let no one live in it. And let another take his office.' Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." And they proposed to Joseph, called Barabbas, Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the heart of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgressions fell, that he might go to his own place." And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with 11 apostles. Afterwards, and Matthias was filled with the Holy Spirit that descended upon the apostles on the day of Pentecost, he preached the gospel in Judea, Samaria, and Cappadocia, and it was also said that he went to the country of Cannapolis. He went on preaching the gospel until he reached the city of Barchus, where he preached the gospel. But they sized him, for its people did not accept the word, and imprisoned him. Saint Matthias prayed, interceding to the Virgin Saint Mary, who came on the cloud. When she entered the city, all the iron therein melted as wax. She went to the prison, released Saint Matthias, the apostle, and all those who were imprisoned with him for the sake of faith. When the governor of the city heard about what had happened, he requested to see the Saint Virgin Saint Mary. She came to him along with Saint Matthias the apostle, and she healed his son who was possessed. The governor and all the people of the city believed. Saint Mary prayed, and all the iron changed back to its former state, and she went up on the luminous cloud. Saint Matthias baptized the people of the city and entered their teaching and confirming them in the faith. He ordained priests for them, and after he was confident of their faith, he left them to resume his evangelism. Saint Matthias went to the city of Damascus and preached there in the name of the Lord Christ. The people of the city became angry, sided and turned on him. They led him up on an iron bed. They lighted a fire under it, which did not harm him, but his face was shining like the sun. They marveled exceedingly, and they all believed in the Lord Christ at the land, and the hands of this saint was baptized, who baptized and ordained priests for them. He tarried many days with them, confirming them in the faith. When he returned to Jerusalem, the Jews stoned him, so he was martyred and received the crown of martyrdom, the blessing of his prayer with us all, Amen. On this day also, the year 188 AD, the Holy Father Pope Julian, the 11th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. His father was a student in the Theological School of Alexandria, which was established by St. Mark, and was a disciple of St. Pantaenus. He excelled and surpassed many in knowledge, righteousness, and purity. He was ordained a priest in the city of Alexandria, then Patriarch, on the 9th of Baramhurab in the year 178 AD. After his enthronement, he gave a great attention to the spiritual growth of his flock that incited the pagans not to allow him to leave the city of Alexandria. So he used to leave the city in secret to ordain priests everywhere and visit his flock. Before his departure, the angel of the Lord announced to him that the one who will bring him a cluster of grapes is the one who will succeed him on the patriarchal throne. One day, while Demetrius, the vine dresser, who was a layperson, was trimming his vine, he found a cluster of grapes which was not in season. He decided to present it to the patriarch Abba Julian as a gift. While the bishops and the lay leaders were gathered around the Pope, he foretold them about who would be on the throne after him. He told them that a person carrying a cluster of grapes would be coming to present it to him. They all marveled and were amazed of what the Pope had told them. While they were perplexed, Demetrius came carrying a cluster of grapes in his hands and presented to the Pope. Pope Julian rejoiced for the fulfillment of his vision, and everyone around him was also pleased. He commanded them to enthrone Demetrius Patriarch after him. He occupied the apostolic throne for 10 years, and after he finished his good and over, departed in peace. The blessing of his previous Oleman. On this day also, the year 21 of the martyrs, St. Arianna, the governor of Ancyna, was martyred. He was a cruel and unjust governor who persecuted Christianity and slew the Christians. It happens when he ordered to shoot St. Apollonius with arrows, one of the arrows glanced back and struck his eyes and destroyed it. That happened before some Christians, and one of them told him, "If you take from his blood and applied it to your eye, you would regain your sight." At the beginning, he did not believe, but because of the severe pain and the loss of his eye, he took some of the blood of St. Apollonius and smeared it on his eye. He immediately regained his sight. He believed in the Lord Christ and regretted much all what he had done in turning the sense. Then he rose up, destroyed his idols, and he refrained from torturing any of the believers. When Diocletian heard the report of Arianus, he brought him and asked him why he had forsaken the worship of his idols. Arianus began to tell him about the signs that and wonders which God was working by the hands of the holy martyrs, and how, in spite of tortures which he had inflicted upon them and the cutting of their bodies, they rose up again whole. The emperor became of what he said and ordered to severely torment him and to cast him into a pit and to cover it until he dies. However, the Lord saved him. Diocletian again ordered to place him into a heresiarch and to cast him into the sea. So he delivered his soul and received the crown of martyrdom. The saint had told his kinsfolk when he bade them farewell that the Lord had told him in a vision of the night that he would take care of his body, return it to his hometown, and they could find it on the shore of Alexandria. The Lord ordered a dolphin to carry the body of the saint, bring and cast it on the shore of Alexandria. His men took his body, brought it to Ancyna, and placed it while the bodies of the saints Philemon and Apollonius. Thus he finished his good fight and received the heavenly crown. The blessing of his prayer with us all and glory to God forever. Amen. On this day also, the year 1727, the martyr, March 17, 2012. Pope Shenouda III, the 117th Patriarch of the See of Alexandria, departed. He was born under the name of Nazir Gayet Rufa'il on August 3rd, 1923 AD, in the Asyut Governorate. In the year 1939 AD, he began his service in the church Sunday schools. In 1946 AD, he joined in the clerical college, and in 1949 AD, he dedicated himself to service and teaching at the clerical college. In October 1949 AD, he also took over the editorship of the Sunday Schools magazine, and in 1953 AD, he began teaching at the monastic school in Helwan. On July 18, 1954 AD, he became a monk at the monastery of the Virgin Mary Estoriane in Wadi Natron Desert under the name of Father Antonius Estoriani, and lived a solitary life in a cave about 7 miles away from the monastery, dedicating his time to meditation, to meditation and prayer. He was ordained as a priest on Sunday, August 31st, 1958 AD by Bishop Theophilus, who was the bishop of the head of the monastery at that time. In June 1959 AD, he was chosen by Pope Cyrillus VI to be his personal secretary. During his time as secretary, he composed the Orthodox anointing rite for kings, and subsequently Emperor Haile Selassie was anointed as a Christian king by Pope Cyrillus VI. He also prepared and wrote a special memorandum on the personal status for Coptic Orthodox Christians, which became known as Memorandum of Pope Cyrillus VI on Personal Status. On September 30, 1962 AD, he was consecrated as a bishop for education under the name of Bishop Shenouda. He established spiritual meeting for preaching and education in the area of St. Ruwais Monastery in Abbasiyah. In January 1965 AD, he published the first issue of the Al-Kiraza magazine after the departure of Pope Cyrillus VI. On March 9, 1971 AD, elections were carried out in accordance with Regulation 57. His Grace Bishop Shenouda, the Bishop of Education, was one of the three candidates for the papacy. On Sunday, October 31, 1971 AD, he was selected through the altar lot. And on Sunday, November 14, 1971, he was crowned and enthroned on the papal throne. In January 1991, he was elected as the president of the World Council of the Churches for Oriental Orthodox Christians for more than one term. On November 8, 1994, he was elected as the deputy president of the Middle East Council of the Churches on behalf of the Oriental Orthodox Churches for more than one term. He undertook 104 trips outside Egypt for pastoral and ecumenical purposes to various countries across the continents of the world. His Holiness established new dioceses in Egypt and lands of immigration. The number of churches in Europe, America, and Australia multiplied from 7 churches at His Holiness' consecration to more than 450 churches at the time and his departure. In 1998, he consecrated the first patriarch of Eritrea, the late Abuna Philip was the first. He also consecrated the late patriarch Abuna Antonio I of Eritrea in 2004. He consecrated 117 metropolitans and bishops, as well as ordained 1,001 priests for Cairo, Alexandria, and the land of immigration. He performed the rites of the Holy Chrismation, the Meirun, 7 times, including once for the church in Asmara, Eritrea. In 1973, he brought the relics of Saint Athanasius the Apostolic to Egypt. During his papacy, certain regulations for ecclesiastical work were issued, including the regulation of the Holy Synod in 1985 AD. He also issued the regulation of the consecrated sisters in 1991. On May 25, 1980, he established the bishopric for youth service. In 1976, a general bishopric for African affairs was founded. In 1995, a bishopric for evangelism was established. He founded the Institute of Pastoral Care and Education and the Institute of the Holy Bible in 1974. During his blessed time, the papal residence was established in the St. Ruwais area in Abbasiyah, which he inaugurated in January 1985. He also established various scientific and cultural centers and institutions during his time, including the Coptic Orthodox Cultural Center in 2008, the Pope Shenouda III Foundation for Organization and Information Technology on November 15, 2000, and the St. Mark Foundation for Coptic History Studies in 1988. Also during his time, various Coptic satellite channels were launched. He used to spend 3 days a week in the monastery. His Holiness' profound love for the monastic life and solitude led to its revival. During his time, hundreds of monks and nuns were consecrated and numerous Coptic monasteries were established both within and outside Egypt. The Patriarch did numerous ecumenical agreements, conference meetings, and theological dialogues. He managed to protect the church during the decisions made by the late President Muhammad Anwar Sadat on September 5, 1981. He authored approximately 150 books, covering a wide range of topics, including spirituality, theology, and religious beliefs and others. He composed around 20 spiritual poems, most of which were transformed into spiritual songs in the Coptic Church. Pope Shenouda III confronted heresies and deviated the teaching that spread during his era. He bore the responsibility of education of the Church since he was ordained as a bishop for education in 1962. His Holiness Pope Shenouda departed on the evening of Saturday, the 8th of Baram Horeb 1727 of the Martyrs, corresponding to March 17, 2011 AD. His funeral prayers took place on Tuesday, March 2012, in the presence of the numerous representatives of the Church from around the world, political figures, and hundreds of thousands of people, both Christians and Muslims, to the Coptic Cathedral in Abbasia, Cairo. He was buried in a designated location in St. Bishoy Monastery, in accordance with his will. He sat on the patriarchal throne for 40 years, 4 months, and 4 days, making him the 7th longest reigning pope in terms of the duration of his pontificate on the See of St. Mark. He lived for 88 years, 7 months, and 14 days. May the holy prayers of the Thread of Blessed Memory, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III, be with us all, and glory to God forever. Amen.